What do you see when you look at the cross? What is it that God wants us to see? We see the awfulness of our sin. We see the judgment of God, the righteous judgment of God upon sin. But we also see the great love of God. It was for me, because He loved me. And so, Lord, we thank You that You gave Your Son to be our Savior. The Lord's table is given to us by Jesus Himself. And He invites us to come. My wife and I were invited to a First Communion. And a friend of ours. And so we went. And I was waiting to hear what the priest would say. I had never been to a First Communion before. Now, I don't know how old you have to be. Is it 12? No, it can't be. Younger than that. 8 years old? And so here are a group of children. What was he going to say to explain the significance of this ordinance that Jesus gave us? And I was very impressed. I learned something that day. And he said this so simply. When you're hungry, you want something to eat. And when we come to the Lord's table, he said, we're hungry for more of Jesus. Now that might not capture all the theology that surrounds communion, but it was something that I believe an 8-year-old can understand. We come to Him hungry, and He promises to fill us. He gives us Himself. Someone has said that in baptism we give ourselves to Jesus. Right? Baptism is something that, a step that we take and we say, Lord, I'm yours. I have decided to follow Jesus. But in communion, the Lord gives Himself to us. All that I need, He will always be. He satisfies. He gives Himself. Jesus comes to us at the communion table. This is my body, He says, broken for you. This is the New Testament in my blood. It's for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And so as we come to the Lord's table tonight, I want us to remember that Jesus is giving Himself to you. Sometimes I tell stories more than once. Do you ever do that, Brother Fogel? Yes. And so sometimes I wonder if people remember, though, the stories you tell. But I remember reading in one of Watchman Nee's books about a couple who came to him and said that they were they felt in their marriage, in their home, they needed patience. They felt that there was a lack of patience. Anyone feel like that sometimes? Maybe here I can't. We need patience. And so they came to him and they said, "Would you pray for us that God would give us patience?" And so what do you think he said? He said, "No. I'm not going to pray that way. I'm going to pray that Jesus would come in a greater way into your heart, into your life." It's not like we can divide those things up, so to speak. You know, I want more patience, I want more strength, I want more grace, I want more. It's all in Jesus. And God wants to give us more of Jesus tonight. If we need strength for the task ahead of us, well, he gives us Jesus. If we need patience, he gives us Jesus. If we need love, he gives us Jesus. And so I want more of Jesus. Are you hungry tonight? Are you hungry for more of Jesus? And so I think I'd like to just have our communion service now. It just seems that the Lord's drawn very near to us. And so I'd like to ask the brethren to come. I'd also like us to sing together a song that we've sung. We've sung various verses from it, but we haven't really sang the whole song. And it's number 50. We can stand as we sing.
ceases to praise Him. Glory, glory to His name. I will praise Him. I will praise Him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain.
sprinkle your people, Lord. Sprinkle us, Lord Jesus, with your presence. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Now the invitation is to come. Jesus says, come. Come to my table. And whatever the need may be, maybe there is a need for healing in body. The Lord is present to heal. Maybe there's a need in spirit. The Lord is able to lift you. Whatever the need may be, Lord Jesus, we come. Because you have invited us. In the same night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and broke it. Brother Tom, would you offer thanks?
Dear Father, we do thank you for giving your Son, your only begotten Son. It was so difficult that you could not look upon him. You darkened the skies. It was so painful. Oh God, and we want to be grateful for your great sacrifice for us, for giving him that we might be saved, that we might experience this newness of life. Thank you for giving the Lord Jesus to die for us, for his body to be broken, that we might be made.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He was nailed to the cross for me. He was nailed to the cross for me. On the cross crucified for me. For me, here.
seated.
He was nailed to the cross for me.
Go in Jesus' name.
He was nailed to the cross for me. On the cross crucified for me, he died. He was nailed to the cross for me.
Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Lord, we receive in faith. Lord, we take. We take, Lord, out of your fullness, Lord. Jesus, you come. Jesus, you come. One of the reasons we partake of communion tonight, on this first night when we pray for our staff and begin this next period, is because we want to remember that we're one in the body of Christ. You know, when Jesus broke the bread, he said, "Take ye all of it, everyone, to partake." And so I'm so thankful that God brings us together. It never will be just like it is tonight. Never this exact same group of people brought together, but we're one in him. And so let's believe that God affects a great unity of purpose among us. We belong to him. We're serving the Lord Christ. And so as we partake tonight, Jesus himself says, "This is my body broken for you. Eat ye all of it." Thank you, Lord. In like manner also, Jesus took the cup. And he gave thanks. Brother George, return thanks.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for that great love and mercy, sending Jesus to shed precious blood on our behalf, the blood of the Lamb of God. And we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have provided a lamb.
Yes, Lord.
You provided a way that our sin could be forgiven and covered. and that we can come into your holy presence. Thank you, O Lord, for the blood of the everlasting covenant, the new covenant, that we can come into your presence at any time,
yes,
all
Lord.
The time.
Yes, Lord.
And live in your presence. Yes. Thank you, O Lord, and have that fellowship with you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for lifting us out of the miry clay and setting our feet upon the rock. And we just praise you and thank you for making this precious way, this blood, power in the blood, transforms us and changes us.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Keeps us.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we need your power and what we have. In these next 2 weeks, Lord, accomplish your will in us and through us. Lord, we need you. And we thank you that we can have you. We come to you. Thank you and praise you for your precious blood. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. I'm under the blood, the precious blood. Go in Jesus' name. The cleansing, healing flood. Keep me, Savior, from day to day. Under the said, this is the New Testament in my blood, the New Covenant. What's part of that New Covenant? One of those great blessings of the New Covenant is that God writes His laws in our heart. What we were unable to do in pleasing Him, He does for us. Jesus comes and lives out His life in us. That's the blessing of the new covenant. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
It's no longer written on tablets of stone. It's no longer something that's external, but God comes Himself. That's the Savior that I have. That's the full salvation that He's purchased for us. And all the blessings of the new covenant are ours in Christ. Having received of the Father the gift of the Holy Spirit, this He has poured out upon you. It's part of the new covenant. Jesus purchased it for us. And so all the blessings that flow from Calvary are yours in Christ. And so we thank you, Lord. Jesus took the cup and said, "This is the New Testament in my blood, shed for the remission of sins. Drink ye all of it." Hallelujah. 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 Jesus reminded his disciples that he was going away from them. And he told them that he was not going to drink of this cup until he drank it with them, the marriage supper of the Lamb. And so we look forward to that day. This world is not our home. We're pilgrims. He's prepared for us a city. He's gone to prepare a place for us. And he's coming back to receive us, to take us. And so we look forward tonight to that day. Lord, brighten that hope within us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus, you're coming again. Help us to live each day, each moment, in the light of eternity. Forgive us for the wasted time, the wasted moments, the missed opportunities. Forgive us. Give us grace tonight. Give us a press to run this race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We receive all that you're giving, Lord. I pray that every heart would be open to you. That we would receive your life. That you would live out your life in us. Be glorified, Lord, in these days. We want to see your glory. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Sing number 9 in our camp books, the white book. The ushers will come and take your cup. Maybe you'd like to stand as we sing.
No more need sin, no more need doubting, no more need pride controlling my life. I may be free from all condemnation. I can have victory now. it's a place, praise God, I have found it. There is a place where we may be free, free from defeat with power surrounded. Yes, there is victory, Jesus in thee. I take,
thank you, brother.
Seated.